Hello?
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
This is Shar Rogers.
Hey, Shar Rogers, how are you?
I am doing just great, and you have an audience waiting for you.
Oh, well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, everybody's time to be in the business and be alive.
Well, good morning again, Dave. It's so wonderful to have you with us this morning.
Oh, the pleasure is mine, too.
And I would just like to just go straight into this and let everybody take advantage of the full 30 minutes and hear what you have to share. And for the new people on the line, would you give just a really brief background of where you started and how you got introduced to NECAN at the very beginning here?
Oh, golly. Oh, let's see. I'm pretty much probably a lot like everybody else, you know, when you read or meet people or whatever it is, we're a lot more alike than we are different. I think we're all just pursuing happiness, wanting to have a life that's fulfilled, and of course, a lot of that is all about what we do, you know, our work. A lot of times, the very first question we ask someone when we first meet them is, "Well, what do you do?" And a lot of that's how we define ourselves. And our work is a lot of what makes our self feel fulfilled. And along that line, oh my goodness, you know, what we do or don't do, it really does matter. And that really got me thinking a lot. You know, when I kind of lay in bed when I was younger and just kind of think about the meaning of life, the purpose of everything. And you know, if you really think about that, you know, the work that what you do well and makes a difference, you know, that our all of our need for significance, you know, and if we look at work, it's about one third of our life, and a lot of that is just you know, does answer our meaning and purpose, you know, our need for that. And each of us, you know, has to know that what we do counts.
And what were you doing at the time that NECAN crossed your path?
Well, let me back up just a little bit.
Oh, okay.
When I first started kind of thinking about that, I thought, well, you know, what you want to do is find, if you could actually have a hobby and get paid for it, that would be the dream. And so when I was young, I really liked technical things, and probably my greatest love, what I spent my most time with, was electronics. And so I just figured I was going to be an electrical engineer. Well, at that point, you know, getting married and things like that was important too. That's one of our greatest sources of happiness is our family and everything. And I found a wonderful lady, met her at a dance. We fell in love, got married, started our family. And at that time, I was just sitting on a forklift, going nowhere in a hurry. And the guys that were ambitious, they were going to school at night, and I just thought, that's going to take a long time. And so I got this bright idea to look at the military, and the Navy had the best electronics programs, and they liked me. They says, "Yeah, come with us," but they had a ship, and I didn't want to go off and as a married man with kids and be on a ship, and so I told them that, and they says, "Oh, no problem, you won't have to go on one." And you know what? I never did. I joined the Navy, got to go into electronics. The only one problem, within about a year, the Navy had completely cured me of any love I had for electronics. And so what do I want to do with my life? I realized that electronics would be fun as a hobby, but it was just not fun as a job, doing it 8 hours a day. And I just thought, what do I want to do? And I just got thinking in my mind, you know, the greatest thing we could do is kind of what I was referring to earlier. It's just, if I could find something where I felt like I was making a difference, having an impact on other people. And then about that time, I got invited to, of all things, an Amway meeting. And that was, actually, for me, it was an epiphany. It was just like somebody had turned on lights inside my head that I didn't even know were there, opened up circuits. I'd never thought of being in business for myself. But this idea of multiplying my influence, my energy through other people. I was introduced to a book called How to Be Rich by J. Paul Getty, and he was famously quoted in that book. Everybody's probably heard this, that I'd rather have a 1% return on 100 men than a 100% return on myself. And looking at network marketing, I just fell in love with the idea of where just if you could find the right company, it was just the most pure, equitable, wonderful, fantastic way to leverage your life to live. And the lifestyle of the people that were big in it, it was just really attractive, you know, freedom and possibilities. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to stay in there and hang in there. And so I was there for 4 short years, sponsored personally over 50 people, but I never made any money. And the thing that I really thought about that when I was in that business was this just basic idea that was so beautiful, but why wasn't it happening for me? And so for me personally, it was a wonderful school, but a lousy business. And then I found that that was kind of the same for everybody, because I'd go to those meetings and I'd see just people come and people go over the years, and they would say sponsor people faster than they quit, and I never was able to succeed in that. But the people that were coming and going were folks that you got them excited, and then they would leave. And you know, it's fun to succeed, and it's not fun at all to fail. You know, you got to accept failure a little bit, but boy, some success would be good too. And so I just thought, wow. And the thing that was in the back of my mind all the time was that everybody hated that. It was just kind of like, I've got leprosy. Would you like to share some of my Coke? You know, it just didn't work at all. People were not excited about that. And it was just real negatively overexposed, and people hated that. And when they found out that that's what I was doing, that was not really fun. But I sure loved the idea. And so one of the things that really bothered me, though, is the 4 years I was in that, they said, you know, if you do something else, it's probably not going to work either, because, you know, there's other businesses, and they just come and they go, you know, thousands of them. And you know, they were right. Even back then in the 70s, I'd see all of these companies start, and they'd last a while, and then they'd go. And I heard this phrase, the opportunity of a lifetime is only as good as the lifetime of an opportunity. And so at that point, I saw a magazine. It was called Success Magazine, and I am so excited that they're actually back. They've come back, and I read that every month, and it's wonderful. Well, back in the 70s, I was reading that, and in a one-page ad, it had Robert J. Wooten and Eugene Schilling, the president and vice president of Shackley. They said, we've done it once. We're going to do it again. Experienced leadership. And, wow, who was people that were proven? And so, you know, I decided to join that, and oh my goodness, it was so fun because nobody had heard of it, and I got out there, and we were doing really well for 3 years until they went belly up, and that wasn't really fun. They didn't make it either. And so I got into another company. It was called Slender Me, and the thing that really surprised me about that is Valerie's family, they actually signed up with us. And if you knew them, you would be impressed too, because they're just quiet and don't do much. But it was just, it was pretty exciting. And we, in fact, our very first check, this is in the early 80s, was $862, our first check. And so, you know, for young people just getting started, we thought, wow, this is a company. And then we did so good that the president of the company came to our town, and that's where I first learned about narcissistic personality disorder. And without getting into a lot of detail, we found out just a bunch of cronies, and instead of getting us excited, so we were with them for a little over a year. Then we got into another company, and I thought, wow, I finally found this. And you know, after just a few months, we attracted enough attention where actually the principals of the company, the two owners, came to our town, and we had a meeting, and they were good people. I was so excited. And the company, as a manufacturer, went all the way back to 1936. And so I thought, this is a good, stable company. They're going to be around. And this is something I could put my hat on. What they had is some really sophisticated clinical nutrition products. And, in fact, up until when they were starting network marketing, you had to actually have some kind of medical license to buy their product. It was some really good stuff. And
wow.
And Oh, my goodness. And we saw miracles happen. I thought, I have found my place in life. Here's a way where I can make a difference, be with a solid company. The slogan of the company was products you can trust, people you can depend on. And so we were just having a ball. And a lot of the stuff today I think about, we were the pioneers in. We were one of the first companies that had CoQ10 as an example. Everybody takes that. We were one of the very first. But without going into a lot of detail about their product and everything.
Dave, I'm just out of curiosity. I'm wondering, as you go through this, this will apply all the way through, but back, you're known for your one-liners. Back then, did you use some of the one-liners that you still use?
Yeah, I still do.
What's some of your favorites? Just give us a couple here, and then.
Well, one of the simplest ones when I did that company is I just said, "Hey, do you have any interest in nutrition?" And people would say, most of the time they'd say yes, and they'd say, "Well, I'm working with a really amazing company. They go all the way back to 1936 as a manufacturer in-house. They have their own, you know, everything from enzymologists to biochemists to nutritional pharmacologists, you know, just amazing stuff. This is cutting-edge product, and if you're interested in nutrition, I'd like to show you what we're doing." You know, it's just pretty basic. And
that's a fit for us.
Oh, it really truly is. It absolutely is. And mostly what I found, and back then, you know, I was learning stuff like, if you don't ask, the answer is always no, and I would always just prod myself to just learn to ask questions, and we did really well. We were major players with that company, and I just thought, this is it. This is my life. For a few years, I was, you know, full-time, and that's no small undertaking if you had 9 kids. You know, I was telling people, you know, if you got 9 kids, that costs a lot of money just to be poor. And I just thought, I found my place in life. This is neat. It's a business of my own. The thing that I was doing, I was reinforcing every day that what I was doing really was important. I actually had people come up and tears and hug me and say, "Thank you for this product. Thank you for what you've done. I saw miracles happen." Which along the way, I had a lighting business, and I did that for years, and I never had anybody come up in tears and hug me and say, "Thank you for these light bulbs. They've changed my life." And I did that, you know, so I could a lot of times support my hobby, network marketing, because, you know, the first company I left, all of the other companies left me, was heartbreaking, especially this company I'm just talking about right now, because I was with them almost 8 years. And all of a sudden, they lost their integrity. These good people all of a sudden just started watering down product. And probably one of the most scary, heartbreaking, traumatizing experiences you can have in the world of network marketing is if your sponsor joins another company and starts raiding your downline. Now,
that's pretty bad.
Imagine if the company actually started another company and started raiding your downline. And so what happened is my sponsor in that company, they were the founding sponsors of the company. What happened is they decided to go a different tact, and so this company actually went to one of my upline's other leaders and says, we would like you to be the sponsors, the founding sponsors in our new company. So my sponsors were kind of sidetracked out of the loop. The company was actually calling directly from the company some of my downline, inviting them to join the new opportunity. Oh, man, it just rattled. And today that company is actually, the skeleton of it is still around, and they make just a hollow shadow, an empty shell of the product that they used to make. It's watered down. And it was heartbreaking. I was, oh golly. Well, along the way, while I was working with that company, I was doing a meeting. I remember down in California, and it was just a beautiful setting. It was in a gated community in a great big beautiful fancy house. The lady hosting the meeting was a perfect example of fitness. It looked like she lived in the gym. Nothing unclean ever went into her mouth. You know, just a perfect example of health, and all of her friends were that, and they all had money. And so, you know, if you're in a business selling really sophisticated, fancy nutrition, that would be a really neat position to be in. And so I was just having a blast. And then after the meeting, she came up to me and she says, "Have you ever heard of magnetic therapy?" And I says, "Oh yeah, a little bit." And she told me how that a few years earlier she'd been in a horrific car wreck, and that it left her with just lots of grief and pain, and arthritis was triggered and was going through her body, and she was trying everything she could imagine. Nothing was working. And then somebody shared a magnetic mattress from Japan, and she showed it to me, and she said, "This gave me back my life. I'm totally recovered." And I just thought, wow, that's fascinating. And now, at that time, it was actually Japan Life, which I didn't know too much about. But one thing I noticed was it was made out of palm fiber. It was super expensive, and it was like, it looked like laying on a doormat. And besides, I was totally focused with what I was doing at the time. Well, that right there. Okay, now maybe move about a year later, and I got a call from somebody in my cross line of the nutrition company I was with, and he called up and he says, "Hey, have you ever heard of Japan Life?" And I says, "Yeah." And he says, "Well, I've got a friend that's making $20,000 a month with that business, and we're gonna go for it." And this is a guy that about every year he'd run off and try something else, and then it'd fall apart, and he'd come back again to our company. And so I'd known him throughout those whole 8 years I was with that company, and he was kind of a flake, as a multi-level junkie in a way. And so I didn't think too much of it. And then the thing that was really funny is after a few months we started talking again. I says, "Hey, are you doing anything with Japan Life?" And he says, "Well, no." And I says, "Well, that mattress that you had, what do you think about it?" Because I was always fascinated with somebody sleeping on palm fiber, And he says, "Well, actually, it's out in the garage." He says, "I liked it, but my wife said, it gave me an ultimatum. She says, you can either have me or you can have that mattress, but you're not going to have both." And so her was this $4,000 mattress out in the garage. And this is in the 1980s, like 1988 or 9 or something like that. So that 4,000 was even more back then, and so I just thought that was kind of funny. Well, anyway, okay, now it's 1990, and my company's falling apart. I've got 9 kids, and I had to go back and get a job, which I've been on my own for quite a while. It's really hard to go get a job if you've been on your own. It was just, it was horrible. And plus, it was a lousy job. And I was just desperate. And so I just thought, what can I do? And so I just started saying my prayers, please help me find a way to make money. But boy, I want to be with a company where I can make a difference. I loved natural stuff. And I just prayed and prayed. And I did that for about 2 months, especially hitting 40 years old, 40 years old, 9 kids. And at that point, if you came to me and says, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" I'd say, I thought I knew, but I don't know. I was despair would be a pretty good word. And if you really look for something, you might find it. And what happened was my sponsor, who was really desperate and burnt out and everything, because the company we were with had taken one of her leaders to start the new company. Everything was just topsy-turvy, upside down. But she called me, and we were talking about everything. And then she says, "Well, I suppose you've heard Rich Cox. He's off chasing another rainbow." And when she said that, I remember just thinking, I'm looking for a rainbow. And so I called him up, and I says, in fact, he wasn't there. But his wife was there, and I says, "I hear you're doing something," and she was just really excited, just really enthusiastic, and I says, "Can you tell me what it is?" And she says, "Nican," and of course, when she said Nican, I just drew a blank. I says, "What's that?" And very excitedly, she said, "They have magnetic mattresses," and just in case you missed the point, she's the lady that said, "You can have me, or you can have the mattress, but you can't have me," and now she's saying, really excitedly, magnetic mattresses. And so I'm talking to her, and then I ask her, "Well, how do you know about this?" And she said, "Well, from Charles Ritchie." And my mind, I thought, is that the guy that was making $20,000 a month with selling the other magnetic mattresses? And she says, "Yeah." And I says, "Can I get his number?" And so I called him, And I just really liked him. He was the nicest guy. I just really liked him right off the bat, and he talked, and I said, well, you know, why are you starting all over? Because I was fascinated. Because I remember thinking, if I could make $20,000 a month, that would solve every single problem I've got, you know, wow. And I realized, you know, being in network marketing for several years and through different companies, that if you start over again, you know, that you're going to lose everything you've already got. And yet he was willing to do that. And I asked him, I said, why? And he says, well, Japan Life is actually, it was started by former Nikken people. A lot of the stuff about palm fiber and everything else is just trying to, you know, identify, you know, their own product and circumvent patents, you know, different things like that. And he said, why not be with originators? And they're privately held. It's already a $1 billion company. And he said some other things. He said the product is less expensive and it's more user-friendly to Americans. The marketing plan pays more. And he said, you know what? I've met the people, and the people they're better people. They're nicer. And I was kind of joking. I said, well, in addition to that, is there any other reason? And I just thought, you know, I am onto something. Here's a guy that's made $20,000 a month. He knows how to do this. He's starting over, so he's going to be looking for a few key people. On top of that, I had never heard of a $1 billion company from Japan that had ever failed, ever. You know, I think that's a 100% track record. And so here's a Japanese company coming to America with already proven product, and I just thought, wow, this is historic. And I remember just thinking, you know what, this is my answer. And all of a sudden, you know, being in Amway, Enhance, SlenderMe, Multiway, all of these other companies, I thought, you know, I've been vindicated. That was the 40 years in the wilderness, and I found the promised land, and I know how to do this. And here's a good man that'll work with me. And I kind of made this personal thing. I never shared this with him, but I thought, you know, I'm going to keep him so busy, he'll never have time to sponsor anybody else himself. He'll be too busy working with my group. And I talked him into flying up to Tri-Cities in Washington, where I lived at the time, and he did a meeting for me. I recorded it, and I just stole everything. And I just did that over and over and over again. And we've made millions of dollars, and it's just been so fun. I just love it. You know, there's been ups and downs like everything, but I think the thing that's the secret with me is just consistency. I just don't look one way or the other, and I just been focused, and I've always sponsored new people, and it's just been wonderful. Well, let me tell you, just real quick.
I want you to jet forward, and I think this is where you're going. I want you to jet forward, and, you know, we've had a great product out for a couple of years now with the OsteoDance Dr. Naidu's product. But what's different now than when it was first introduced? Does that fit into what you were trying to say?
Yeah, this is where I'm going. Over these years, I've seen a lot of people that have done really well with Nikken. And one of the things that kind of hit me was the first of this year, we had a leadership meeting down at home office, and it happened that I was sitting next to Dave Rolfe. And Dave is a nice guy, but on the other hand, I haven't really followed much with him because he got in about the same time I did, worked it hard for about 5 years, and then just retired and openly said, hey, I'm retired, I'm not doing anything. And he'd come to the meetings, but he'd just kind of happy and retired. And I having breakfast with him, he was lit up like a light bulb. And I was talking to him, and he says, you know what? I says, I'm more excited than I've ever been. I'm back in the game. And I says, what's going on? He says, well, you know, that study that was just published, he says, you know, I live on the beach. And I thought, I'm going to do a market test. So we went out on the beach, and he started just talking to ladies. And he says, I've got two questions, just an informal survey. Will you help me? He says, do you have a concern about bone health? And you can guess, everybody said yes. And he said, the next question is, if there was a clinically proven product that was all natural, had no side effects, and it was designed to build bone, and it was better than anything, would you be interested in the information on it? And he said, everybody said, yeah. And there was people that said, I want to buy some. Where do I get it? And he just thought, wow. And he says, I am more excited than I've ever been. And in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, if this can wake up a dead person, you know, somebody that hasn't done anything since 1995 and he's out sponsoring again, imagine what it could do for a new person. And so I'm just thinking. And then another friend I have, Brody Craney, who he's a diamond in Nikan, very, very quality. He's very good at putting systems together, and I'm talking to him, and this is about a month later, and he says, you know what? He says, I'm really intrigued. I've been talking about this osteodance, and when I talk about this clinical study, he says, that's been the missing link. You know, because people say, well, is there any proof, you know, and stuff like this? And he says, you know what? I'm going to drop everything. I'm just going to focus on that, and that's going to be my lead-in. And a couple of months later, he says, you know, my check has doubled from the first of the year. He says, using the first of the year as a base, my check has doubled, and my sponsoring is up 4 and 5-fold. And so we asked him if he would come up to Spokane, where I live now, and we had him do a meeting in, this is April, and I had the foresight to put a mic on him, like I did Charles Ritchie at the very first. And you know, the first meeting I had, I looked around, everybody was mesmerized, it was exciting, they didn't want to leave. Same thing with the bone health meeting. I looked around, people were just, you know, they were just fascinated. They didn't want to leave, and I had that recorded, and I loaded that onto my iPhone, and I went around and listened to it over and over again. I stole the whole thing. The next week, I just did Brody's meeting, and we had to bring in extra chairs. I just thought, wow, we are on to something. And then, you know, the next week we did the same thing, and it was just record. And then the next meeting, things have just exploded. And the reason I've never, in all my years of network marketing, this goes back to 1976, I've never seen anything like this. And the reason, I believe, is we've got these drug companies that are spending millions and millions of dollars in a campaign to sell their product, and this business, just the brand name, you know, like you go Fosamax and you know, all of these other things, Sally Field, all of this stuff, it's almost a $12 billion market. $12 billion, and it is an epidemic. What they're saying is largely true. We got serious problems. Just one statistic. If you're a woman, 50% of ladies are going to have a fracture due to osteoporosis sometime in their life, and that's just one thing. You know, you can have other problems besides actually breaking a bone, which is a serious one. But wow! And so what we can do is piggyback on all of their advertising, because everybody's hypersensitized to it every day. People are, you know, seeing on the radio, TV, newspapers, magazines, everywhere, this crisis.
I know they're just waiting to hear. Everyone is holding on. Where can this information, one of these great formats that you used for presenting, be found?
Well, one of the best ones is just go to youtube.com/ the letter RU, and then the word excited. RU excited, and look for Brody Craney, and I asked him if he would do an approach. But just as an example, I have a new person who joined, and a little while ago, he got excited about the bone health thing, and he just went on his street. There's three older women, and he decided to just knock on their doors, and they were all delighted to see him, and he just says, hey, got a couple of questions. So I did the Dave Rolfe thing. He says, hey, do you have any concerns about bone health? Well, all three of them did. And then he said, you know, if there was something that was clinically proven, blah, 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 would you be interested? And they says, yeah, come on in. Well, one of them was already on the stuff, and she said, I hate this stuff. Every time I take it, my body just says, no, you know, you could just, it just makes her feel bad. And yet she was taking it, and she says, boy, I'd be interested in something natural. The other lady had just bought the stuff and hadn't used it. She's kind of going back and forth, and she says, do you know anything about this? And he says, well, have you read the insert? And she says, no, but I've, you know, heard some stuff. And so he just went over to the bottle with her. They opened up the insert and read it together, and she says, man, I'm not taking that. And he says, hey, can I have the insert? And it's a great big piece of paper. It doesn't fit on the label. It's big. all the bad things that can happen to you. And the other lady says, yeah, I'm interested. I'm not taking that, whatever that is. In fact, along that line, I got to take my youngest son. He's 12 years old. I took him down to Boy Scouts, and we live up on a hill, and so it takes about, you know, 10 minutes just to go down and 10 minutes to go back, so there's 20 minutes, and, you know, Boy Scouts is only a little over an hour, and so I thought, you know, I'm going to take a few CDs with me, and so I just kind of went down to some people I knew through church, and one of these guys is a pharmacist, so I knocked on his door, and we wound up talking about 45 minutes. His wife has osteopenia, and he says, man, I would never let my wife get on any of those drugs. There's a pharmacist talking, you know. And, oh, golly. And then, anyway, so on him, I got a new auto ship customer. And just everywhere you talk, it feels like you're next to this tree that's overripe. It's just a bumper crop that's just loaded, and you just bump it, shake it a little bit, and the stuff falls off everywhere. And that's what the market is because all of these, you know, imagine over and over again these real compelling people, you know, these advertising geniuses that know how to push people's buttons, and they're actually successfully able to sell this garbage that right on the same ad is saying blah, 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 all these bad things that can happen. You know, open up the magazine, and here's this little piece of paper that has beautiful pictures and everything, but you know, much more content as far as the bad stuff that can happen to you. But you'll actually bump into ladies that are maybe 45, and they've seen that over and over again, these ads, and they're getting hypnotized by it or something, and they go to the doctor, and nothing's wrong with them. They're normal, but they say, you know, ask the doctor, well, hey, you know, I'm looking at the stuff that's happened, I want to get on that. And so they're taking these horrible drugs with side effects, and they don't have the problem, but they're taken as a preventative. We got to get out there and help these people before they ruin their lives.
In case they didn't have a pen or a paper to write that down, once more on the address line.
Oh, just go to youtube.com/RU and then the word excited, and then just Brody Craney, B-R-O-D-Y. Craney. Oh, another thing that you guys want to look at, and this would probably be the easiest thing, is just go to Facebook and look for Dave Johnson. And we have a guy right in our town, Rick Moran, who just put a blog together. And if you go to my Facebook and look up Dave Johnson, I've got posted just a couple of days ago his blog, which is wonderful. It's just a resource for everything, all the stuff that you would like to learn about bone health and you know, Nican and osteodance and all of the bad stuff that's out there. So.
And what was his name again, Dave?
Rick Moran, M-O-R-A-N. But you just go to my Facebook, and that's a posting that I did. I've had several people say, oh, thank you, this is great. So it just came out. So that'd be the easiest way to find that. But that's an awesome blog that just lots of goodies in that. But have you ever thought about running? Oh my goodness, this is it. Now this is what I would recommend. This would be a perfect example of how to use this, because my feeling is we got so many wonderful things. I would use this as a story to capture interest. Just as an example, I was riding along on my bicycle, and a guy came up, and we wound up riding for several miles together, and of course. The question comes up, what do you do? Which I asked him, and he says, I'm a physical therapist. And he says, what do you do? And he says, and I said, I'm involved with Nican. And he knew about it, didn't sound that excited. But then I says, well, let me tell you about my latest project. I'm so excited about it, I can hardly stand it. You probably are aware of bone health with all of the advertising going on, and of course it is an epidemic. Well, our newest project is we're working with a product that's just undergone some really amazing clinical testing. It was published in the Journal of Osteoporosis. But ours is the only product on the market that has proven to build new bone. All of the drugs, they work on killing the osteoclast cells, which eliminates absorption. And you need that. You know, that's part of how our body works. And so they've got a lot of side effects because it starves calcium to the rest of the body, you know, because it's preventing resorption. And there's a lot of evidence that, you know, stopping old bone turnover is just going to give you old bones, and it might be more dense, but they'll break anyway. And he says, I'd be really interested in that. Yeah, if you got some information, I want to know more. And so, wow, you know, so we've got a chance to be ground floor all over again. I'm talking to people I talked to 10 years ago and getting them excited again. It's just so fun. Everywhere you go, you've got a brand new opportunity. But here's an example of what I would do. I've got a person that I'm working with personally, and of course what you do when you're working with somebody is help them sponsor people. Well, she invited this couple to a bone seminar, and they're older, about 65. You know, that isn't that old anymore, is it? But anyway, anyway, they came to the bone seminar, got really excited. He's a mortgage broker. She's a realtor. Which is, you know, it's just what you want to be in right now, you know, explosive market. I'd say that in sarcasm. So anyway, they're looking. They got excited about the bone seminar. Then on a follow-up meeting, we talked a little bit more about NECAN, and they said, you know, we want to do this. When can we meet? And so we met for what to do. Well, the first thing I did is I rolled them out. And they says, oh, my goodness, oh, this feels so good. I don't sleep very well. Got to have this. And so they bought a whole sleep system. They bought the you know, good, better, best. They bought the better pack. Well, long story short, they did 5,000 their first month.
Wow.
And that, to me, is better than buying a bone health pack and just going off and talking about osteodense alone. Use it as a portal. Use it as an entry into the NECAN business. It's a wonderful, exciting product. But, you know, hey, they need to be drinking water. They need to be sleeping on NECAN, and they need to be breathing NECAN, and you know, all the other stuff too. And so the whole business model is this is a perfect approach. But then I would do all the other stuff too.
Well, you know, one thing you've named the product over and over, and what I love about it, it is so much better named than anything I've heard of on the market. It says it all.
Oh, it does.
Just with the title of it. One last thing, just before we wind this up, is I want you to just real briefly address the latest study that has been done on, we'll switch gears here for just 30 seconds, on the magnetics, the magnetic field with the regeneration of nerve.
Oh, my goodness. This is huge. You know, you think about what would be one of the greatest breakthroughs medically. Well, you know, probably the top of the thing would be, you know, curing cancer, but right up there would be anything that would hold the promise of nerve regeneration. And of course, anybody that's been in NECAN very long has actually had testimonials of people that where that's happened, you know, in dramatic ways. Not that, you know, we have, you know, quadriplegics up walking again or anything like that, but what we have had, you know, darn near things that have been quite miraculous. Well, the new Weintraub study with diabetics, which is, you know, famously diabetics have nerve damage, and where this study with a body energizer was actually able to show that, you know, nerve, nerve bundles, the density was increasing on that, you know, just really huge promise. And it was a very small study. You know, I think what would have happened if they could have had more people and had longer duration, but it showed some clear indicators of just some huge stuff. We had a phone call just last week with Dave Balzer. I went ahead and recorded that, and an easy way to do that, if you're familiar with podcasting, one of the best investments I really believe you could do as a NECAN distributor is get an iPod or an iPhone. I've got one of those, and I just, as I mentioned, you know, when Brody Craney did that meeting, I recorded it, and then I loaded it into my iPhone. So wherever I am with my phone, I could listen to Brody Craney over and over and over again. I've got Brian Tracy, Jim Rohn, Earl Nightingale, lots and lots of NECAN stuff loaded in my iPhone, and so anytime I'm stuck in traffic, or I'm sitting somewhere, or I'm out running, or riding on my bike, or whatever, I got my little earbuds in. I'm getting all excited listening to positive things, and you know, we can create our lives by our thoughts, and we can direct our thoughts by what we put in it. And so I just listen to that all the time. And so I made a podcast, and it's called The Call of a Leader. The Call of a Leader, you can look, just go to the iTunes, and you can just download iTunes. It's for free. And once you do that, it's a really good music and audio management system, and you can listen to it right off your computer. But if you buy an iPod, then you can actually just synchronize that to your computer and download all kinds of stuff, including my podcast, which I have Brody Craney on there. I've got a seminar on how to build a Nikan empire with the osteodense model. I've got the interview with Dave Balzer. I've got a new lady I just interviewed, and she is a turnaround expert. She's been in the business just brand new. Just as an example, Stainmaster Carpets, they were losing $200 million a year. Now they're making $200 million a year, and she's the lady that gave them the new advertising and, you know, did all the marketing for them to do that. A smart, smart lady. What's she doing in Nikan? Well, she had a really lousy back, and now she doesn't. Her mom was in a wheelchair. Now she's not. Her story and how that happened is on a podcast, Allison Findlay. I'd recommend you kind of go to that and check that out. In fact, I got a new guy. I just interviewed him. He's not new. He's a new diamond. And that's Pat Truax. And I just interviewed him yesterday. It's on my podcast. He was making $50,000-$60,000 a month as a platinum. Doing quite well. He asked Larry Profit to come and do some personal training with him. His meetings before were, you know, 25, 30 people at a wellness preview. Now he's doing two wellness previews a week, and he's breaking 100 people in attendance. And he's just kicking butt. He just got a new gold, several new silvers, first level. And he kind of talks about how, and I interviewed him, and that's on the podcast. You know, if you're interested, well, I think you should be interested in listening to him. He's got some good ideas. Anyway, wow. You know, the thing is that's so fun. After all of these years, Nikan is still ground floor. We're currently in our pre-launch because nobody's heard about this. And oh, my goodness, we got to go out and help people get into this before they get into something stupid. Right? Because I'll tell you, after 33 years, there's very few companies that are worthy of your effort. And they're not going to last anyway. So get into this.
What I'm hearing about the convention, Dave, we may be in our pre launch with the new product that's coming. I don't know it. I don't know what it is. But
I know of three. I know of three new products. And Doug Braun said, of all the Nikan products there is, he says, I have a favorite product, a very favorite product of all the products. And he says, and I can't tell you what it is because it's one of the new ones. And I believe he's right. Man, if you ever thought about running, this is a good time. And you know what? It's not too late to have new people come. We're still talking to new people. This is the best time to ever do Nikan right now. And if you get out there and hustle, you'll find some people. It's still not too late to talk them into going, especially like Hushar. You're right in Portland. It's so easy to fly from Portland to Dallas and do it cheap. And what a due diligence when you talk to somebody that's really great and has huge potential. It's out there. Just last week we bumped into a guy. I wish he was first level, but he came to my house, got all excited at a training that we had, and he says, you know what, he says, I'm with Comcast. I'm the only person that hits President's Club in the Inland Northwest. He says, I hate it, though. He says, to go up any higher, I'd have to carouse and drink. I don't want to do that. He says, the product is not satisfying. And he says, basically, the population, I only have about 1% of the population here in the Inland Northwest that's a possible customer of what I market. And he says, looking at Nikan, it looks like it ought to be about 50% of the population at least. And he says, I don't have time to do it, but, you know, he says, I would have time to do it full time, and so he went in and quit. And he just this week he's starting full time, and he's got a lot of people interested, including several of the Comcast people that he left.
You know, when you said back that it was a ground floor opportunity, it's unbelievable. As I sit here and think about what you've just shared this morning, to think that this company has been around 30 plus years, and here. 20 years, and so few people have ever heard or been introduced to it. They've heard about magnets, most of them now. Somewhere they've heard something about magnets, which is a great drawing card.
Which is quite positive. Yeah, and
yes,
if you talk to people, they probably haven't heard of it, but if they have heard of it, it's almost always positive. They say, oh, yeah, my mom, she knows somebody that just swears by that stuff. Just as an example, I've sold thousands of dollars of product these last few months to people that I've contacted, and they said, you know what, I already know about that stuff. Yeah, I've got MagSteps, I've got this, and I'll say, you know, we need to get up to date. We've got a lot of new stuff. Can we meet? And I show them the new stuff, and they already love Nikan, and they bought stuff before, and they buy more stuff. Wow, you know, if it's not happening, it's just because you're not talking. You know, if you get excited, fall in love with Nikan all over again. I was kind of joking about pre-launch and all that stuff, but you know what? Seriously, if you think it is, you know, it's like Valerie. We've been married 37 years. I'm still on my honeymoon. Because I still open the door for her. I treat her like I did when we first dated, and the magic is still there because I still act like it is, and she does too, and we're still real happy because we're still got that magic of, and that's what I do with Nikan. And if you go out and sponsor a couple of new people, that makes you brand new all over again, and you'll get excited like Dave Rolfe, get it lit up like a light bulb.
Well, you know, we got to wind this up so people can get out and make this thing happen. And I can't thank you enough for everything that you have shared today and the way you've told it. There were things that I have never heard before, several of them, as a matter of fact. And I know what we have a hold of. I've known from the very beginning of when I saw the combination of the products and the marketing plan.
And 9 o'clock today, I'm meeting with a physician's assistant and his wife, Valerie and I, him and her. We're going out. We're going to be having some fun, but we're going to be talking about Nikan.
I don't know how much more fun that gets to be than that. So, again, Mr. Dave Johnson, I'm thrilled to have had you the opportunity to speak with you on the phone, and for all the people that are out there that have listened to it, will be listening to it. His encouragement, what he has said is pure fact. There isn't a word that has been embellished beyond the potential of what we have. It's just a matter of doing it, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I'm so excited. I can hardly stand it. Don't keep this a secret. If you're waiting, what are you waiting for? Nothing else is going to come along better than this. Well, maybe at the convention it might be a little better, but let's do it. And when you go to the convention, you'll be glad you did, but at the same time, you'll be thinking, why didn't I try just a little harder and talk to somebody into going? They almost were going to go. If they knew what this was, they'd come. Let me just put that in your thoughts right now, that try a little harder to get a few people to be there with you. Nikan is a wonderful gift, but in another way, it's not yours. It's other people's that you want to share this with.
We can't keep it to ourselves, that's for sure.
No, this is a stewardship.
Well, let me say to everyone listening, let's make it an absolutely fantastic week. We've got a big job ahead of us, but it's the most fun job I could ever imagine doing. And again, Dave, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Take care, everybody.
Bye now.